USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
New Jersey Democrat Senator Cory Booker is campaigning in Iowa. This is his first trip to the early 2020 caucus state as a Democratic presidential candidate.
Nobody's going to work harder in the state of Iowa than I will. I'll do longer days. I will do more events. I'm just going to really work hard. I think the people of Iowa deserve to have presidential candidates try to reach out to them.
Speaking to a crowded church basement in Mason City, Booker stressed the theme of social justice, including affordable health care coverage. President Trump missed a legal mandate to tell Congress whether the White House thinks Saudi Arabia's crown prince is personally responsible for the murder of Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi. A senior administration official told CNN the president maintains his discretion to decline to act on congressional committee requests when appropriate. President Trump, the oldest president elected in U.S. history at the age of 70, underwent his second presidential physical Friday and is said to be in very good health. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
A winter storm is bringing more than a foot of snow to parts of Washington State and Oregon. Meteorologist Rich Bond at the Weather Prediction Center says the same storm will drop up to 5 feet of snow on Northern California's mountains.
The heaviest precipitation will be occurring northwest California coasts, southwest coastal Oregon, and California, Sierra Nevada by the time we get into late Saturday through the day Sunday.
Acting U.S. Attorney General Matthew Whitaker tells the House committee that he has not interfered in any way with Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia probe during a frequently combative hearing. Whitaker also said he's made no promises to the president or anyone in his circle.
I can assure this committee that before appointing me to this position, the president did not ask for and I did not provide any commitments, promises concerning the Special Counsel's investigation or any other investigation.
Democrats aren't satisfied. Democratic Chairman Jerry Nadler told Whitaker they need more answers. It's being called the largest drug bust in U.S. history. Nearly 2 tons of methamphetamine was seized in Los Angeles, bound for Australia. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
An update on El Chapo's trial. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
The jury, having spent 4 days deliberating since getting the case, but given Friday off from deliberations, after combing through testimony from more than 55 witnesses, the deliberations will resume on Monday in Brooklyn in the federal trial of the reputed Mexican drug kingpin. Joaquin Guzman on trial for drug conspiracy and money laundering and facing life behind bars if convicted, charged with smuggling at least 200 tons of cocaine into the United States while allegedly running Mexico's biggest drug cartel. But he denies all the charges. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Kellyanne Conway says that she was grabbed and shaken by a woman while out with her teenage daughter in a Maryland restaurant late last year.
Somebody was grabbing me from behind, grabbed my arms, and was shaking me to the point where I thought maybe somebody was hugging me, one of the other parents coming to pick up his or her daughter. And then as I turned around, it just felt weird. It felt like, well, it's a little aggressive.
The political consultant says the woman was screaming and yelling at her. After an investigation, the woman was charged with second-degree assault and disorderly conduct. A trial is set for March in Maryland State Court. Virginia Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax was hit with a new allegation of sexual assault on Friday, just days after the embattled Democrat was accused of assaulting a separate woman in 2004. Fox News reports Fairfax denied the newest allegation, labeling it demonstrably false, but the claim swiftly inspired calls for Fairfax to resign. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.